While no-till has been the backbone of cropping systems at Dakota Lakes Research Farm for 30 years, management of no-till plays a critical role. In a study spearheaded by graduate researcher Natalie Sturm, the differences in soil health at Dakota Lakes as a result of rotations has been tracked and quantified, measuring organic matter, soil carbon, and biological properties.
It was really interesting to do that work because all of the rotations are no-till, but we're still seeing huge differences in soil quality, even though they're all good no-till systems.
Sturm tracked the crop rotations at Dakota Lakes since the early 1990s, paying attention to crop diversity and the resulting residue after harvest. For instance, the 30-year corn-on-corn system has zero diversity, but lots of residue, while a corn-soybean rotation is 50% high residue and 50% diverse.
And what we found is that that's actually probably a really helpful way of talking about rotations in terms of their impact on soil quality. Those rotations that have a higher proportion of high residue producing crops tend to produce better quality soils. So soils that are really high in organic matter, really biologically active, and have really good soil structure.
The long-term effects of crop diversity and residue can be visually identified in soil aggregation and water infiltration, with soil organic matter a measure of soil health.
So we've gone from, you know, starting at maybe about 2% organic matter up to about 3 or 3.5, depending on certain fields.
Sturm believes the benefits of no-till, crop diversity, and residue are often gradual, with some impacts appearing fairly quickly, but others, like organic matter, slower to occur. For the South Dakota No-Till Association, I'm Pam Gappert reporting.